produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." In each program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and the broken pieces of your life. He promises that He loves us unconditionally, and He wants for us to know that He loves and cares for us. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build you up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to help give you some help in brokenness in your life. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome your battles in life. You can move back past the brokenness in your life. And by sharing my personal testimonies along with other testimonies, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. from my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible and asking questions to you for you to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome many battles of brokenness that might come your way and that you might be facing right now. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into the things that we are dealing with right now in our lives. I have used the quote in the introduction of my book for youth several times, and at the very beginning I stated that it's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And that's Jesus speaking to us in the times of tribulation in our life. He assures us that he is there for us and he is going to overcome for us. I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind us that we all can learn from trials in our life. The trials that you experience today will be greatly used someday by your great testimony. You'll be able to help someone else someday. Someday, we're going to all be able to look back on our times of brokenness in life, and someday we'll be able to be a blessing to someone else and to be able to help them with their trials of life. God can carry us through our broken times, and he can help us to build off of them as well. In the last program, I finished the introduction to my book, A Better Broken for Ladies, and then I started on the first chapter, the pattern or cycle of brokenness in life. And I talked about why we refer to this term broken so much. Broken is a word that we think of that involves crumbling, falling apart. When you think of the word broken, you think of something that cannot be fixed. But that's not the case. Due to the Lord Jesus Christ being in our lives, if we have him in our lives, he can fix the brokenness in our lives. There are some, I like to do crafts and such and jewelry, handmade jewelry. And in the process of making these items, sometimes they might break or they might falter in the cycle of making them. And the good thing about a lot of it is that I can fix the problem and redo it or put it back together. That's kind of how God is with our lives. We may have times of brokenness and trials and heartaches in our lives, but God will fix those things for us if we depend on him. And God loves us unconditionally. I'm so thankful for the many blessings that he gives in our lives and how he helps us in those times of brokenness. And so I talked about why we refer to the word broken so much. We are definitely made whole when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. But as it states in the Bible, we are not exempt from trials that may happen or come up in our lives. Just because we call ourselves Christian or a child of God does not mean that we will never go through. We'll always be on the high end of things. We'll always be filled with joy. We'll always be happy, because that's not the truth. And if anybody teaches that, they're lying, because we are not going to always have things our way. We're not going to always be joyful. We're not going to always be happy, even as Christians. If you think of the life of Jesus and how he himself, when he was here on earth, was broken in so many different ways. His heart was broken and stomped upon and beaten up. But God still had a plan for his life. And God knew that he had to shed he had to have his son Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins, so that we can have an eternal home one day if we believed and accepted accepted him as our personal Lord and Savior. And so God can heal any type of brokenness that we can go through in our lives. Maybe you are going through a time of discouragement right now. Maybe you are struggling to make ends meet. Maybe you are hurting. Maybe there's a drug addiction or a family member that you love or friend that you love that's in some type of drugs and abuse in their homes or whatever. Maybe you're going through financial burdens. Maybe there's a loss of job. There's a lot of people that have lost jobs here in the over the past couple of years due to COVID and such. But do not fear and do not be afraid, because God is there for us in those hard times. And I'm so thankful that we are allowed to go to Him freely in prayer when we need Him. And so I talked about the cycle of brokenness and how so many of us may have facades, and on the outside we show people when we're out and about that we're not hurting, that we're doing good, we're happy, we're okay. But on the inside, there's so much deep, dark pain that we sometimes feel like we cannot make it in life. Well, I also talked about the cycle of this brokenness that we are feeling, whether you're feeling it and showing it on the outside or you're feeling it on the inside and not showing it at all. There are cycles to brokenness. And so I took the loss cycle. In my book, there is a diagram of the loss cycle. And of course, it starts with our life and how we have ups and downs in life. But it shows toward the end how when we give our hearts to Jesus and we give our burdens to Jesus, how He gives us a new life and makes us stronger. Now, we do not have to do these things to go to heaven, because we've already accepted Jesus Christ into our hearts and we're Christians that are struggling and we just lean on Him. But these are not things that we take and learn from to go to heaven. These are things that we take and learn from to get through life while we are here on earth. And so in life, as I stated before, these are normal cycles for all different types of losses that we may have in our lives. Maybe a loved one dies in your life, and you have a hard time. You'll never get over losing a loved one, but you have a hard time dealing with that. And maybe you have a relationship that has ended, whether it's a friendship, marriage, even broken homes with parents and children, lose relationships with their children. Maybe you've lost a job, or maybe you've given up some type of, or your own some type of rehab from drugs or something like that. Those are all things that we deal with. Maybe you've also, this is something that I've personally had to deal with in my own life, maybe you've had to move from a place that you passionately loved and cared for. Maybe you've had to uproot and move everything you have and totally change your life. These are all losses that are normal in our lives, because we live here on earth and that God never promised us that everything would be perfect. So these are normal losses in life that we have to go through. And there's so much more that I could state as a loss, but for sake of time, I want to go into the next chapter. I've talked about how there's different emotions that we deal with in the loss cycle. So I'm going to go through these emotions and talk about these things as we go through this book, and hopefully it will give you some help and in your time of need. The first thing that I talked about, and this is the second chapter of my book, it's called Disbelief, Shock, and Denial Because of Brokenness. In my little diagram on page 22, if you have my book, if you look at the loss cycle, it speaks of disbelief. When you go into a loss, it talks of disbelief, shock, and denial. Those are the first things that you go through in this cycle. And I stated in a little quote, you can't change what's going on around you until you start changing what's going on within you. That's a known author there. But I love that quote because I had to get to a point in my life where I had to realize that there were things in my life and my heart that I had to change and that I could not move on with my life. I could not change anything in my life unless I made up my mind to change in my own heart. And I'm not there by all means. I'm not trying to say that I'm perfect. I still have my days that I struggle really bad. But what I do now is I try, when I have a day like that or moments like that, I try to give it to the Lord. I don't try to stay in that moment. I try to give it to Him and just push it on Him to take care of for me, because I don't always understand things that go on in my life, but I know that God is with me and He's going to help me through every burden and trial that I may have in my life. And so I don't think that there's ever a truer statement than the one that I just quoted. I never imagined that there would come a day in my life that I would have to fight Satan so hard and what has gone on, the battle that went on inside of me. When I was younger and in college, in a Christian college, that is, training to be what God wanted me to be for my life, which was at that time a teacher, I thought everything was perfect. Everything, you know, from there, everything, my life would be perfect. I would never have to go anywhere I didn't want to go. I would never have to do anything I didn't want to do. I would just work in the school and teach the rest of my life. Well, God didn't have that plan for my life at a certain point. And I'll get more into that later on. But I've always loved my Lord, and I've always tried to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I've struggled and battled more now over the past probably 5 or 6 years inwardly. And even now, it still seems like I'm constantly having to fight Satan and his wicked ways. It's challenging, but I still fight from day to day. I still fight. Are you there, my friend? Are you fighting the same battles within that I am fighting? Maybe no one else knows about your battle, but you know about it. And you know that you need peace and you need help. Well, I can tell you of one friend who is our best friend that is always there to love us and help us in our time of need. Have you been placed in a situation where you now live in disbelief and shock? A lot of times when we lose a loved one that we love so very much and are close to, we may lose that loved one to death. And we go through complete shock and disbelief in those first phases of going through that type of brokenness. And although I've not personally lost a parent yet, I still see and know of what those people go through that have. And my heart bleeds for them and hurts for them. And there's a lot of things that, you know, we can't understand until we go through it ourselves, but we can pray for those people. We can love on them and tell them that you are there for them and that you want to help in any way that you can. A lot of times they don't know what to do and they may not need anything physically, but they might need for you to sit there and hold them and hug them and listen to them as they talk and cry throughout their brokenness. And a lot of times we don't have to say anything at all, just be there for them. And that's the kind of person that I want to be and that God has really impressed upon my heart. And he wants for me to have more time to be there for those that are broken, whatever it may be that they are going through in life. After shock of whatever initial brokenness that you're going through, you might be living in denial that what might be happening in your life is not really what is happening. A lot of times when we go through hard times, we say it's a nightmare and we hope to wake up the next day to the way life used to be. But it's not really set in that this is reality. This is really what's going on in our lives yet. So that's denial and shock that we go through in the first phases of brokenness. Do you feel like that you are doing nothing more than fighting Satan and the thoughts that he is constantly trying to pollute our minds with? As it says in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." I want to go back to that little part that says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And that alone tells us that we are going to go through phases of where we are thinking things that we shouldn't think. And that's what Satan wants for us to do. Satan wants for us to battle in our minds with the brokenness that we are going through. It is a constant mind battle. And sometimes it can be a physical battle, because your emotional and mental battles can lead to physical ailments as well. And so maybe you're battling physically, maybe you're battling mentally. When you're in the state of mind, God wants for us to fight Satan hard, to confess that God wants for to confess to God that we have these needs, and to allow for the Holy Spirit to take these needs and to help us to overcome the demons that we are battling and listening to. Give those burdens to the Lord, and he will help us through those times. I might personally be a pastor's wife, but I want you to know that I fight the same battles as you. Sometimes I wonder, do we in the ministry fight more battles or stronger battles because of what we do in the ministry? And so I want you to know that I come to you experience in this area, because I myself have fought battles in my life. So I'm not coming to you with a heart that's never been broken in any way. I'm coming to you as a person who has been through brokenness in my own personal life, and my burden and my passion now is to help those that are dealing with brokenness in their life. And that I could be someone that they could come to and trust, and that they can open their hearts to be that someone that they can trust and listen to, or trust to pour their burdens out onto. I would love to fix every problem in this world. And I've always had that kind of heart where I want to try to fix things, but I've had to learn that I cannot fix things. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can. And so that's where I've had to learn in my own personal life, and I'm still learning day by day, that I myself have to give my burdens to him in order for him to help me in those times of need. And as I may have said before, those of you in the ministry can also relate to what I am saying. I sometimes think of all the things that I have been through personally, and how would the average person deal with some of the things that we in the ministry have to go through? Some may do better with it than I have. Some may do worse. I don't know. But if Satan can get to us, and he can get to our families, and he can get to our ministries, then he has conquered everything that he has wanted to conquer. So sometimes in my own personal life, I have get real. It's what I call get real moments with the Lord Jesus Christ. And in those get real moments, I really get real with God. I spill out all of my private thoughts, confessions, concerns, and cries. And after I take these burdens to the Lord and this brokenness to the Lord, I feel better at every time that I do. My mindset changes, and I know and have peace that the Lord's forgiveness is there, even when I scream and blame Him for the things that, yes, I have blamed God for some of my, I'll stop there for a second, for some of my problems and personal battles that I've had in life. I've screamed at Him, I've cried, I've pointed my fist towards Him. I'm not any perfect person that's been here on the earth. I have my own struggles, and I'm telling you, I understand every emotion that you feel when you go through brokenness in life. I have been there myself. Maybe you are there. Maybe you need to stop what you're doing right now, and maybe you need to cry out to Him. Maybe you need to be real with Him. Even if you have to go outside and go somewhere where you're alone and nobody is around and scream and cry, whatever you need to do to pour out your heart and your brokenness to the Lord Jesus Christ, allow for Him to be there for you. That's the only way we can start healing, is to pour every emotion, to get real with God. And let Him take care of your burdens. Be real with Him. Let Him know all of your pain, all of your fear. Let Him know all of the heartaches and struggles that you are having right now in your life. Our Lord is not just a God in heaven watching over us. He loves us unconditionally. And He wants for us to come back to Him when we wander off, or when we have disbelief. As the diagram shows in the first chapter, usually disbelief, shock, and denial are usually the first things that set in when you're going through a type of brokenness in your life. And so next week, I'm going to stop there. And next week, I plan to share with you a testimony from a dear friend of mine. We'll talk about her testimony after I read her testimony. But I wanted to make mention, too, this friend is Tammy Polk, and she is actually the one who has encouraged me to do this radio program. And I am honored and privileged to have my very first A Better Broken Ministry Ladies Conference. And Tammy is going to be my top speaker for the conference, and it's called the Under the Sea in Brokenness, How to Overcome Brokenness in Life Conference. And so that is the title of the conference, I'm sorry. And our theme verse is Mark 11:23, and for sake of time I won't read it, but it will be encouraging if you would go and look at it. So this is our very first 2022 A Better Broken Ladies Conference, titled Under the Sea in Brokenness. And it's Saturday, March the 12th, 2022, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And if you would like to have more information on that, you can email me at alwest, a better broken, bookingbyway@gmail.com, and I will tell you how you can get tickets to the event. But we would love to have you come and be a part of this conference. And Tammy's going to be my top speaker. And then I have another speaker that I'll announce. Well, I'll go and announce who that is, too, because it'll be a little while before I talk to you again. But Angela Turner is my other speaker. This is her very first conference to speak at. And she also shared her testimony in one of the chapters of my book, A Better Broken for Ladies. And so both of these ladies are going to be sharing their testimonies in the conference, and I'll be reading them as well as we go through the rest of the book. But I wanted to invite all of you to, if you can't come to the conference, because I know some of you live miles and miles and miles away, at least do me a favor and pray for us. This is my very first conference, and it's the very first time that I've personally spoken to people in person. So as far as conference goes, I've done little programs and things like that, but this is the first conference that I'll be doing as well. So Tammy's done many, many, many conferences and spoken in many conferences, but she is an awesome speaker, and I think you would really enjoy hearing her testimony. These thoughts come from some of the topics of my book, A Better Broken for Youth, and now A Better Broken for Ladies, was finally released back in 2020. And so that's what I'm using now to base the programs on. A Better Broken is also a ministry that I love to use my books to be an encouragement to others. So if you purchase a book, that also helps for me to be able to give a book to someone who's not able to purchase one. So if you are able to go and look and purchase a book, that would be wonderful. You can find more details on my books and jewelry and crafts on A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. And I'll also be using more parts of the ladies' book for future devotions. Please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And remember, too, that no matter what you are going through, God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it might be, you can be used by Him. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life, what sin you've done to cause the brokenness in your life, what you have done in your past. Give those burdens to Him. God can take you and use you. He can mold you and make you into what He wants you to be if you trust in Him. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say thank you to two wonderful and special ladies, Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. I'm incredibly blessed to be able to continue on this journey. Again, this has been a Better Broken Radio broadcast. My name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time on this radio program. Or you can look us up on a Better Broken Radio broadcast Facebook page, which is still being updated. If you're interested in my books or handmade crafts and jewelry, you can also find me on the Facebook page that I mentioned earlier. And if you're interested in my books, you can also find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.